page 318. I understand that we've got a special song, and we'll sing a couple more, and then we'll turn it to Sister Rhonda in her class. Sorry, Rhonda.
Well, with my soul.
Yeah, that's the Lord.
Someone else.
Thank you, Lord.
saw, everybody that feels like it, I know some may not, but the one that feels like it, let's stand, we'll sing this, we'll turn to service. 705.
Oh, Philip's heart, it was well with his soul. And that's what got him through it. In Michael's arrogance and pride, I've got next week already figured out. And I have no idea what tomorrow. But what happened to me as an 11-year-old boy, there was profit in that. There was something lasting in that. Even though I don't know about tomorrow, what I might face, it's well with my soul. And that gives me the ability to face it. Because it wasn't, there's profit in salvation.
Thankful this morning, as true as that song is, in our hearts and lives, it never gets old. To be able not to just know the Lord loves you, but when you can feel. Psalms says, I'll not be a stranger. Mm-hmm. And it talks about when you get to that side. And I love that song, but I'm glad I don't have to wait till I get to the other side to enjoy what the Lord has for us. Yeah. I'm thankful this morning to be able, in case you don't know, this stuff ain't a fairy tale. This is real. It's real. And I know it's not. A lot of folks get scared a lot of times in church, and people well, I don't want any of that emotion stuff y'all have. It's not all about whether you cry or whether you laugh or whether you shout. But I'm glad there's a feeling in your heart that lets you know that everything's all right. And it's not that I used to say a lot of times I'd get up to church and I'd say, I'm glad I'm holding the Lord's hand. What's so wrong? As the years went on, I'm glad that it's in the Savior's hand.
Yeah.
And he's holding my hand this morning.
Amen.
And he knows the way. He goes before us each step of the way. And he'll give you comfort that you never thought you could have this morning. I've looked around. It's been a few Sundays. And I'm going to get out of the way. I felt led to call Brother Andrew Allred this week. And
bless God.
I love Brother Andrew. Been around him a lot in church. And his family has been a big help to me. And seeing him grow up. Him to come and just mind the Lord here in a minute. And he told me it's probably the first time he'd been here, unless he'd been here when he was a youngster. And so I wanted him just to come lean over to him a while ago and I said, boy, you won't be able to preach today. But I thought about, as I looked around this morning, and it's been a while since all the titles have been able to be here. And it was such a joy to look back and see Bailey come walking in. And I don't know. It seems like it even lights Mama and Daddy up, and Grandma and Grandpa a little bit even more. And then see Brother Robbie come in and Sister Emily. We haven't been able to be in church with them in a while. And then get Terry and sing. You don't know how close I come to walk into that door and open it again. Just let what we have in here echo out into the world.
Yeah.
I'm glad again, Brother Taylor said this morning, I'm glad I've got a place.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful this morning. I don't have to be first in line. I've said a lot of times, I'll never forget a blessing I got several years ago watching the Olympics. You see each country come in and there's somebody holding the flag. They'd all come marching together. And I'll never forget how I just sat and watched that. And I thought, now I know it's not going to be exactly that way when we get to heaven. Can you imagine how it's going to be when the church comes marching in? The angels will just fold wings and get out of the way. Because we'll sing a song they can't sing. A place of no trouble, no trials, no heartache. You sent me a song 2 years ago. Maybe over 2 years ago. Little did I know how much strength I gained from that song about praising in the storm. He's God no matter what. And this morning, I don't know where you are spiritually. Don't know where you're at. Struggles you may have looked through. The highs you may be on. But this morning, He is God.
That's right.
And there is none of us.
That's right.
He's holy. He's worthy to be praised with every ounce of strength that we have. Now this morning, I'm going to do this and I'm going to get out of the way. I haven't sure felt like it in the last several weeks. I have no riches, no gold or silver.
It's a blessing to be here this morning. I've enjoyed the spirit that I felt. So
so far in the service for the day. It's just, I've said a lot of times in the churches and in our Baptist association, but there's a lot of churches you can go in and you can't feel nothing. I've been to some of those churches, and it's a little scary to be in a church where you just can't feel nothing. But I'm glad when I walk in the door this morning, I can feel the Spirit this morning. Now, if you got your Bibles, we'll be reading in Psalms in the 27th chapter. We'll be starting in the 10th verse, and I'm getting thankful.
Happy morning.
Hey, Brother David called us and to come this way, and we began to pray and ask the Lord to put a thought on our heart and some scripture to read. And Thursday night, I went through Brother David, and I couldn't get nothing. And Friday night, I couldn't get nothing. And yesterday morning, I got up, and I thought, Lord, I got to preach some more. Just give me something. Just give me something to hold on to that can stick with me. And I had to help a fella yesterday put up some walls and frame up a house. And as I'm sitting there waiting on him to get there, and I'm going to think about it as a child. Brother David, about my dad carried me down what we call the bottom back behind my grandma's old home place, and there were some paths that were cleared out. And I began to think about some clear paths in our life, and I began to think about how my grandfather had cleared those paths out a long time ago, and my dad, all he had to do was go through and knew where it was at, just clean it up a little bit to make it better for us to go through. But if I had a thought this morning, and I'm going to tell you before I read my scripture, but the thought that I've had this morning is going to be on a clear path. But we're going to start reading the 10th verse of the 27th chapter of Psalms. It says, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me. And such as breathe out cruelty, and I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And I thought about it as far as I read, but I thought in that 14th verse, Brother David, as I studied last night, I began to think about waiting on the Lord, too. You know, we just wait on the Lord, he'll show up. And I thought about that yesterday morning, and you know, when the Lord put this verse on my heart, and the thought on my heart, and I began to think about the path that we, each and every one of us, are going to have to clear out one day for somebody, Brother David. And I looked around this morning, I began to see all these the young children here this morning. I know Brother Rick, he's got a young girl in Meg. And Carrie, and they got a young boy. You know, I began to think about my little girl. The path that Brother David, they're going to have to follow one day after a while. What kind of path are we going to lead them to follow down? We're going to clear out a path for them to follow into the church house. We're going to go out in the world and clear a path that will lead to destruction. And I began to think about the Sunday school lesson this morning. As he was teaching, he began to talk about the effects that your grandparents might have. And I began to think, last night I was studying this, and my mind went back to Harmony Baptist Church where my grandmother got saved, and I began to think about how that she cleared a path by David, and she carried my dad to church, and all my aunts and uncles, my granddad, he didn't go to church, but I began to think it started back over in Harmony whenever she got saved. How she would carry my parents and my dad to church, and because of that path, Brother David, that she's cleared out, and my dad went down and he got saved, and he's cleared out a path for me, that I'm here this morning, Brother David. If it wasn't been for that, I don't know where I'd be at today. Now, I don't know about my great-grandparents, but there's something to believe, Brother David, that they went to church and they carried my grandmother to church, and she got saved, but all because of that night, she had something in her heart, and she left a path that my dad can follow, and I've got a path that I can follow one day, and I can follow it. I want my daughter to know, Brother Dad, if I die today, I want somebody to be able to tell, you know, your dad stood for something, and he cleared out a path for you, that you can have a better life one day. It's not nothing that I've done, but it was what God's done inside of me, and what he can do in her life. That's the way we got to look this morning is, are you clearing out a path for your children this morning? Are you clearing out a path for your daughters, your sons, your brothers, your sisters, your nieces and nephews, whatever it might be, your grandchildren this morning? Think about your heart this morning in your life. Are you clearing that path out that they can see Jesus this morning? That's a clear path, but David, if you walk right down this aisle to the altar, that back door, that's a clear path, but you try to go a few feet over and come through these benches a hard way. That's the way the devil is this day and time. He'll throw things out in front of you. That's a stumbling block, but you got to be founded on God this morning to clear that out of the way and get a clear path this morning for your family this morning. I begin to think about Oh, Brother Stephen, you read over in action. I believe Brother Stephen has cleared out a path. You know, I believe that whenever the time comes, they were stoned him to death, and he looked up, you know, and he seen Jesus standing on the right hand of the Father. I believe he left something, Brother David, and still something in Paul. I believe Paul saw it. I believe he saw Stephen, what he was going through, and he instilled something in him. Paul, after he was converted, you know, he left a good path for us to follow, Brother David. There's been men all through this Bible, and if we can study their life and just use them as an example and get close to God, we can clear out a path for our family this morning. We can clear out a path for our loved ones to follow behind. But it all leads to God, and it's all done because he was right there with us, with David, leading us on the way that we need to go. And I'm getting thankful. This morning we're just in Sunday school again, and we're beginning to talk about the drugs and things that's affecting people this day and time. I begin to think about there's been a lot of times when I work as a reserve deputy in the sheriff's office, and I told my wife on the way here this morning, I said, you know, I worked a lot of dope sitting out here on the street down here at the stop sign. I said, matter of fact, I said, man, I'm not saying this to scare you. I said, but one morning about 2 o'clock in the morning, right here in the parking lot, we stopped the guy and got drugs off of him. That's how close the devil is to the church. And it's all around, it's all in the community. But I'm going to think about the path that the devil's got. He's got it running all around the church, Brother David, but we as Christians, we can stand up and get the devil out of the way. And things will be a whole lot better in the church. It's all around us. It's in the church house. There's people dying each and every day. I've seen so much destruction of families. You don't never know, Brother David, when you go to a call, what's going to happen, what you're going to see whenever you get there. I've seen families ripped apart. Mamas and daddies, babies and childs took from their kids, their parents, their grandparents. I've seen that. I'm going to tell you, it's not a good sight to see your child laying on the side of the road because somebody's made a bad decision and got in the car and killed them. But there's some paths that we're going to have to take one day. You're going to clear that path out for them to follow. You're going to follow the devil in a rough way, in a hard path to follow. Or you can follow the easy path this morning. Hey, that's Jesus Christ. It's not always going to be easy, Brother David, following God. But he's going to be right there to help us along. He said he'd never leave us and he'd never forsake us. Amen. I'm glad this morning the path that I've had and the examples that I've had in my life to follow. I'm glad for the Christian men and the Christian women. Miss Goss, you know, she was my 10th grade biology teacher. She probably didn't everything she'd seen me standing up here, Brother David, preaching. But I remember the first message I ever preached. I remember Miss Goss was there. And she don't know how much that meant for me to see her at the church that morning. But you know, there were some Christian women and some teachers and some men that were Christian men and were teachers that stood for something, Brother David. They were in the schools. They helped me along the way. They don't know how much they've helped me. They've cleared a path that I can follow, Brother David. And that's the way we got to be in our life. Think about your life this morning. Is there a path for someone to follow behind you? And like I said, it ain't nothing that you've done or nothing that I've done, but what God's done in your life this morning. Brother David, I feel like that's the message. I know that probably wasn't much, and it might have been scattered all over the place. But think about it in your heart this morning, in your life. What kind of path are you leading? What kind of example are you being to your daughter and your grandchildren or brothers or sisters this morning? Are you following God this morning and leaving a good, clear path, wanting to follow a plain path? Salvation is simple, Brother David. I thought about that a lot of times. There's a lot of people trying to make it difficult. Some of the bigger churches, they want you to raise your hand, repeat this prayer, and everything's going to be all right. That's not how it works. It's going to come with a broken heart. Contrast spirit. I believe, Brother David, there's going to be some tears in your eye trying to get to the altar place. I remember as a 13-year-old boy, Brother David's heard me tell this a lot of times. I can just about paint you a picture of the spot right here on the side of the altar, right up down over at Oak Grove, a 13-year-old boy, and got saved. But that was because somebody had cleared a path for the day for me that I could get down in the altar, and the Lord was dealing with my heart, and I got saved that night. This morning, are you clearing a path so that your child or your grandparents or mother and dad, whoever it may be, I can follow after this morning? Is God leading you to do what you need to do this morning? Are you doing those things this morning? Brother David, you stand with us. I know it wasn't much that gives a verse of song this morning. You might need to pray. I don't know your heart this morning or anybody's heart here this morning but my own. But you might need to pray this morning.
Bless him, God.
Bless him, God.
Let's get a red book. Look at 364 at the bottom of the page.